Today, we're going to zero in on what I think is a surprisingly undermanaged tool for B2B growth,
Right.
the Customer Advisory Board. And this isn't just about gathering some feedback.
Not all.
This is about turning your most influential clients into true strategic partners. Because if you're a product manager or a GTM leader, you probably already know the high stakes. You know these CIBs are a strategic gold mine, but the execution, it often feels like a logistical nightmare.
It really does.
You pour executive time, resources into these meetings, but the follow-through just doesn't scale. You're bouncing between spreadsheets, insecure email threads, maybe some siloed internal platforms.
And it just becomes a black
A
hole.
strategic black hole, that actively holds back growth in what is a hyper-competitive market.
And that failure of execution, I think that's what we really need to solve today. A successful CIB program, it has to move entirely beyond standard email updates or, the annual customer survey.
Sure.
When these boards are managed with real rigor and the right technology, they just become a game changer. They unlock deep, actionable feedback that you simply cannot get anywhere else.
And they solidify those
They
relationships.
solidify those core, high-value customer relationships, absolutely.
So our mission today is kind of twofold. First, we need to understand the fundamental strategic advantage of a well-run CAB. And second, we'll dive deep into the essential software. We're going to review the top solutions that have been evaluated for usability, scalability, and their proven ability to actually turn insights into business results.
So let's start with the foundation. What exactly is a customer advisory board? I mean, at its core, it's a carefully curated group of highly influential customers.
And that word influential is doing a lot of work there.
It is crucial. They meet regularly with the organization's leadership, with the product teams, and their function is explicit: provide candid feedback, industry insights, and partnership ideas.
And this is not just a friendly chat, right? This is structured strategy.
Precisely. The goal is focused input designed to shape your company's product roadmap and go-to-market strategies, not just, validate what you already decided to do.
Right.
And the key element here is that CABs typically involve senior decision makers, we're talking VPs, C-suite executives, from your client
So
organizations.
that keeps the conversation elevated.
It keeps it strategic, yeah. It
Yeah.
focuses on those macro market trends rather than, say, minor bug
So
fixes.
it's quality over quantity, and it needs to be consistently applied. You have those structured two-way communications, virtual or in person, happening quarterly or biannually.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's explore the massive benefits here. Why should a B2B company invest all this executive time and real resources into this instead of just, expanding their NPS surveys?
It's the difference between hearing the noise and hearing the signal. And there are, I say, three massive strategic advantages. The first is that CABs serve as an early warning system.
An early warning system. How so?
Well, your most strategic customers, they're the ones seeing the seismic shifts in the market. They see evolving needs before they're visible in your general sales data or even in analyst reports.
Okay.
This gives you the lead time you need to adjust your product and your GTM strategy, which helps you stay ahead of the competition.
So they're basically giving you a privileged look around the corner.
That's a great way to put it, exactly. The second benefit, and this is maybe the most tangible one, is strategy validation.
Okay.
Getting direct feedback from these key customers, it validates your product strategy, it helps you prioritize the features that will genuinely move the needle, and it refines GTM campaigns to make sure you're spent in the right language to the right buyers.
So it reduces the guesswork.
It radically reduces guesswork, that costly internal debate about what the market really wants, which, directly translates to increased ROI because you start building the wrong thing.
But I have to ask, isn't there a risk of groupthink here? I mean, if you're only listening to your most successful and therefore probably your happiest clients, aren't you missing crucial, actionable feedback from the vast majority who might be struggling?
That is a critical challenge, and it's why a good CIB facilitator spends a lot of time intentionally seeking out diverse perspectives, even within that curated group. You have to actively invite criticism.
Okay.
The best CIBs are structured to hear what you don't want to hear. For instance, a CIB might prevent a product team from chasing some shiny object feature that looks good internally but just doesn't align with their enterprise budget cycles
Or their real-world use cases.
or their real-world use cases. That critical feedback is invaluable protection against your own internal product bias.
That reframes it perfectly. So it's like a highly vetted human firewall. And the third major benefit, that ties directly into the relationship aspect, right? loyalty and advocacy.
By including these key customers in strategic conversations, you enhance their loyalty. They stop feeling like just another customer.
And start feeling like a partner.
An invested partner, exactly. This collaborative approach turns them into fierce advocates, which leads to more robust customer references, powerful testimonials, and, you know, incredibly valuable peer-to-peer networking opportunities.
Which, for B2B companies looking to scale, those genuine references are absolute gold.
Pure gold.
Okay, so we've made the case for the strategic value, but as we talked about at the top, without the right infrastructure, even the best insights, the best warnings, the best advocacy, it just gets lost in the shuffle. Let's pivot to technology.
Right.
Why is relying on generic tools, you know, email, shared drives, why is that a recipe for disaster here?
Because scale requires rigor, and general purpose tools are just not built for strategic knowledge management. I mean, I think everyone listening has tried to manage a CAB with a shared Google Drive and a Teams chat.
Yeah.
It turns into a strategic black hole faster than you can say action item. Dedicated CAB software or, you know, specialized customer advisory platforms are essential. They organize the meetings, manage secure communications, and most critically, they ensure insights are captured, categorized, and then translated into tangible change.
So they're actually linked to a feature request or a campaign.
Exactly. The loop gets closed.
So if we're evaluating these dedicated platforms, what are the non-negotiables we should be looking for? What functionality separates the essential from the, you know, the nice to have?
At a bare minimum, you need solutions that streamline meeting management, from agenda creation to scheduling.
The whole life cycle.
The whole thing. And they have to facilitate secure, segmented communications and simplify how you collect and analyze all that unstructured feedback.
And what about the specifics, the actual deliverables?
Absolutely. So required features would include tools for customizing agendas, robust virtual collaboration tools if you're not meeting in person, integrated analytics to spot sentiment and trends.
And crucially,
rock solid support for post-meeting follow-up, ensuring those action items don't just disappear into the ether.
And since these talks involve senior execs and really sensitive strategic information, I mean, security isn't just a feature, it's a prerequisite.
It's the whole ball game. User-friendly interfaces are necessary for adoption, sure, but strong security controls are an absolute must given the high-impact nature of these discussions. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, tight integration with your existing CRM systems and marketing automation is vital.
To spread the insights across the whole company.
Exactly. So it's not just siloed with the product team.
That sets the stage perfectly for our review of the tools themselves. We've curated a list of 8 top solutions, but they all seem to approach the problem from fundamentally different angles.
They really do. And we can basically group them into 3 primary categories. Dedicated community platforms, what I'd call enterprise adjacent solutions, and then specialized advocacy or consultancy models.
Okay, let's start with the pure community platforms, the ones designed for engagement, collaboration, ideation. First up, the big established player, Khoros.
Khoros is a powerhouse, no doubt. It offers a really approachable UI, high customization so you can tailor the experience to your brand, and mobile compatibility, which busy executives absolutely need.
And it has gamification.
Right, flexible gamification to keep engagement high. The main drawback for a lot of people is its premium pricing. There's no free trial. And some users report that the pace of new feature launches can feel a little slow.
Okay, contrast that with, say, HireLogic Vanilla, or just Vanilla.
Vanilla is built specifically for large-scale enterprise communities, so security and segmentation are paramount. Its key strength is deep permissioning capabilities, which is crucial if you want to segment different CAs or customer tiers.
And it's got strong moderation, good analytics.
Very strong moderation, granular analytics, and it's built for enterprise-grade scalability. The trade-off is you sometimes see minor technical bugs with new feature rollouts, and occasionally it's missing some standard features like automated content digests.
Now, if you're in a highly regulated business, you might need the heavy hitter on security, Verint Community Platform.
Verint is really built for the most advanced high-security use cases. They offer deep customization, even providing custom APIs if you need to build out bespoke solutions. And their security portfolio is, well, it's exhaustive.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking certifications like SOC2, ISO 27001, GDPR, even HIPAA compliance. So if you deal with highly regulated, data, financial, health, government, this platform meets those strict standards. The downside is that all that robustness can make the UI feel a little outdated or non-intuitive.
And a bit cumbersome to set up.
For a small, lean team, yeah, the setup can be cumbersome.
And on the opposite end of that spectrum, we have Insighted, which promises ease of use.
Insighted definitely focuses on simplicity and competitive pricing. It has a user-friendly drag-and-drop interface, pre-built automations to save you time, robust moderation. They're strong on features.
What are the cons?
The cons are no free plan or trial, and it is strictly web-based. So there are no dedicated mobile or desktop clients, which can be a deal-breaker for some.
Okay, let's move past the community specialists and look at platforms that leverage your existing infrastructure. This is where integration becomes the main selling point, starting with Salesforce Community Cloud.
What's so fascinating here is how much of an ecosystem decision this becomes. Its primary pro is that tight, seamless integration with the existing Salesforce platform.
So you get that unified 360-degree view.
Exactly. Every CAB interaction is linked directly to the customer's account in your CRM, but that integration comes at a cost. Users often cite limited customization, analytics that are less deep than specialized platforms, and a user experience that can feel dated.
But for a GTM leader, seeing CAB insights linked directly to pipeline health, that might outweigh the UX drawbacks.
It very well might.
Next up, we have an outlier on our list because it's not software at all. Ignite Advisory Group.
Yeah, we had to include Ignite because for many enterprises, the first challenge isn't the software, it's the expertise. Ignite is a consultancy that specializes entirely in running CAB and partner advisory board programs.
So they basically run it for you.
They offer unparalleled expertise. They manage the program through a proprietary four-stage process. They outsource the entire program management, and they provide that executive-level facilitation.
So they're ideal for a company that knows CABs are critical, but just lacks the internal bandwidth or the skills to run them at that level.
Exactly. They're built to maximize business impact. The obvious downside is, you know, they're not a software provider, and their pricing is consultative and opaque, so they won't fit a budget that's strictly looking for a self-serve tool.
Got it. Finally, let's look at two platforms focused heavily on leveraging customer advocacy for deeper insights, starting with Apollo.io.
Apollo.io is, at its heart, a sales intelligence platform, but teams are increasingly using it for customer marketing and product feedback. Its strength is its massive user base, millions of contacts, which allows you to tap into incredibly diverse perspectives.
But that sounds like finding a needle in a haystack.
That's the main challenge.
Yeah.
Identifying the right strategic CAB advocates among millions of users can be incredibly time-consuming. It requires really disciplined collaboration across sales, product, and marketing to vet those people correctly.
And then on the other side of that, the highly customer-centric approach of Chili Piper.
Chili Piper takes a highly targeted approach. It focuses on deepening relationships with a select, highly engaged customer base. It's excellent at organic advocate identification, and it fosters these deeper, almost one-on-one relationships.
So you get really nuanced feedback.
Incredibly nuanced and highly actionable feedback, but from a much smaller, dedicated group. The drawback is that this depth-over-breadth model just may not scale effectively for massive enterprises that need high-volume, quantitative feedback to drive strategy.
Okay, we've covered a wide spectrum here. From the deep security of Verint to the focused advocacy of Chili Piper. For our listener who has to make this high-stakes decision, how do they create that final selection criteria?
Well, the decision really comes down to matching the tool's core strength to your program's specific need. And you can simplify it by focusing on four key criteria. First up, consider scale.
Right.
Are you building a large dynamic community for hundreds of people where vanilla might shine? Or are you managing a small, intimate group of execs where personalized communication is key, like with Chili Piper?
And the trade-off between off-the-shelf simplicity versus full control.
That's the second point, customization. Do you need a plug-and-play solution like Insighted, or do you require the highly tailored, brand-specific flexibility and custom APIs offered by Verint or Khoros?
Then the critical infrastructure question. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Integration is so often the deciding factor. How seamless is the connection with your existing CRM and marketing automation tools? If your entire GTM team lives inside Salesforce, even minor limitations might be outweighed by the strategic advantage of instant data flow.
Making Community Cloud a strong contender.
A very strong contender in that scenario.
And finally, circling back to security.
Security and compliance must never be an afterthought. You're dealing with confidential strategic data, so you have to ensure the platform meets your organizational and regulatory requirements. If your legal team requires HIPAA compliance, your field of options shrinks immediately to platforms like Verint.
That's a really comprehensive checklist for our listeners. So if we connect this all to the bigger picture, where do you see the Customer Advisory Board heading in the next few years, specifically with technology?
The trend is unequivocally toward more deeply integrated and, critically, AI-powered customer advisory platforms. They are moving way past simple feedback collection.
In what way?
We're seeing platforms that can analyze sentiment in real time, instantly translate an unstructured discussion into prioritized feature requests, and offer increasingly personalized experiences to the advisors themselves.
Wow.
This tech stack is going to become even more critical because it allows companies to move from these annual or quarterly strategic reviews to near real-time data-driven decision-making.
So at the end of the day, the right CAB technology transforms those valuable customer insights from just a useful resource into an actionable competitive strategy. It really turns your biggest customers into genuine strategic partners.
It fuels your product roadmap and your GTM engine.
So here's a final provocative thought for you to mull over. If these AI-integrated platforms can process CAB feedback and apply it to product development in near real time, how will the role of the traditional customer advisor change? Will their job become less about providing periodic strategic advice and more about rapidly validating hyper-personalized, dynamically deployed product changes? Something to think about as you evaluate your next platform.
A lot to think about.
This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.